This is the WBAA Arts Spotlight. I'm Greg Kostroba. Each month, WBAA focuses on one arts organization in West Central Indiana. Today, we'll focus on, well, WBAA. This afternoon at 2 on WBAA Classical on 101.3 FM and WBAA.org, we present the inaugural episode of an occasional series we call In Studio WBAA, featuring conversation and performance from our studios in the basement of Purdue's Elliott Hall of Music. Today, we'll be joined by cellist Juliana Saltis, who will introduce us to the Bach Cello Suites.
Well, the Bach Cello Suites are probably some of the most famous works in classical music. Even if you aren't a fan of classical music, chances are you know the Bach Cello Suites. It's wonderful to know as a performer that even if people don't know what a piece of music is, that it can still resonate with them in this really deep and lasting way.
We've got the cello suites that people know. Were they conceived of as a set? Were they written at different times in Bach's career?
Yeah, we actually don't know a whole lot about the timeline of the composition of the suites. We do know there was a time when he was working at the court of Prince Leopold von Anhalt-Köthen, who was not Lutheran. And so all of a sudden, Bach is not being asked to write church music. He's being asked to write music essentially just for fun, music that's just for entertainment. So we kind of can ballpark the cello suites around 1720, though we're not sure if they were written in any one particular order.
Pretty much every cellist has played these. Pretty much every great cellist has recorded them. Yo-Yo Ma just did it for the third time. Do you conceive of these works differently than other cellists?
My interpretation attempts to turn back the clock and engage with the suites in the way that Bach would have intended. And what that means is that Bach was operating in a musical culture in which improvisation, spontaneously just making music up on the spot, is a huge, huge part of performance for Bach.
Does that mean that he didn't write down all the notes that he wanted a performer to play in the actual score?
From a historical perspective, if you play Bach's music without these little improvised bits, which we call ornamentation, it's a little like if somebody were to say, oh, I baked you a cake, and then proceed to read you the recipe for cake. And personally, I'd be a little disappointed.
Yeah, not nearly as tasty as the actual cake itself. Well, let's have you perform a little bit right now and kind of give people an idea of what it is that you do and how you think of these things. And we'll start off with that famous prelude from the Cello Suite No. 1 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Cellist Juliana Saltis, In Studio, WBAA. Mm-hmm. Lovely, lovely playing by cellist Juliana Soltis of the Cello Suite No. 1 by Johann Sebastian Bach. We heard the first movement, the prelude. Juliana, let's talk about your cello you've been playing on, and it's ornamented.
Ornamentation, or rather decoration, on Baroque instruments, stringed instruments in general, was really common for the longest time, and then it fell out of practice during the Romantic era. And I think it's such a shame because it's just beautiful. Who doesn't want a cello with a little bit of bling on the fingerboard? And my cello, who I call Grace, is an actual, as I say, actual Baroque cello. And what I mean by that is that her label says 1677. So she's quite old, but she would have been around to play Bach's music when it was premiered.
Join us this afternoon at 2 on WBAA Classical for more music and more conversation with cellist Juliana Soltis in studio WBAA. For the WBAA Arts Spotlight, I'm Greg Kostrapa.